Okay, so we're doing the sugya on Megillah Yedzayin Amud Aleph. Koreis on Megillah Mafreya. So I think there's some good methodology in this. Okay, it's a short little Gemara. Short Mishnah, short Gemara, not that many facts. Somewhat straightforward. Okay, so it's like this. So Koreis on Megillah Mafreya Layatza. So if you read the Megillah Lemafreya, means out of order. Okay? Out of order, you're not Yotze. Okay? You're not Yotze for reading the Megillah out of order. So, for instance, I guess the practical nafkamina of this is like, let's say you have to go out in the middle of the Megillah. So you have to go to the bathroom, something like that. You have a kid, you have to go out. So if you go out and you come back, so let's say you missed the fifth parak, so you'd want to come back maybe and go to another minyan and get the fifth parak, but it doesn't work. It's out of order, so you have to hear the fifth till then. You don't have to. You could just hear start from the fifth, but you'd have to hear the fifth till then, because otherwise you're gonna be out of order. You can have 1 through 10 missing 5, and then 5 after 10. That doesn't work. So you could have 1, 2, 3, 4, then go out, and then do 5 through 10 later. You know, you could do that. You could have a hafzik.
You could. Doesn't that be one?
Maybe not chachila, but it works. It works. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it has to be in order. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you think about that halacha off the cuff without saying anything? What do you think about that halacha? Okay, good. So I agree with the guys. I mean, I guess the way Shai said it, but all you guys, is that on the surface, I think this is pasha. Okay, it's pasha. I mean, the Megillah is a Megillah. Could you write the Megillah out of order? No, right? Obviously not. The Megillah is a Megillah. It's part of Kisvei Kodesh. There's an order to the thing. You can't just write it out of order. So the Megillah has an order. And the mitzvah is Kriyas Megillah.
So Kriyas Megillah. Before you write this.
No, I mean, could the book, this the Yigeras, actually start with the fifth parak and then start with whatever, whether you could write. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying it has an order to it. It's a book and it has an order to it. And you say you have to read the Megillah. If you read it, start with the 10th parak, the 9th parak, then you didn't read the Megillah. I mean, it may happen to be that you enunciated all the words that are in the Megillah. If you word jumble them also, you could do that. But that's not reading the Megillah. Megillah is a text. And there's an entity, and there's a Maisa Kriya of the Megillah. So off the cuff, if you didn't know anything, I think you'd say, of course you can read out of order. That's not reading it. Right? Without saying anything. Without knowing anything else. I'm saying it's to get into Pearsum or whatever. Pearsum is a separate, I mean, maybe that's the Kiyam, is that the Maisa? I mean, that's already getting complicated. But I'm just saying straight off that, even if you say Pearsum, you can't just like start putting up signs or just recasting the story in a play, a Purim play, and say you'll say the mitzvah, right? It doesn't work that way. You have to read the Megillah. So the Kriya, although Pearsum is something to do with it, but definitely there's a Kriya, some Megillah.
Right. Okay. David was saying, like, as an entity, you're reading
right.
It out of order.
Right, exactly. You're not reading the entity, that's not the entity of the Megillah.
Right.
It's not Kriyas Megillah. I mean, the surface you say it's not Kriyas Megillah, so it's not, I wouldn't say there's even Avmina. How you're not doing Kriyas Megillah. That's what I would say without anything. I'd say it's Pashat, it's a Pashat Halacha, but you'll see it's not so Pashat. The Gemara says, Menon Emili. Starts over Menon Emili. What's the Limud to teach me that I'm not Yotze? So that's already a little bit of a problem. What do you mean? I need a Limud to teach me this? Shouldn't this just be simple? Of course I can't read out of order. Okay? Now again, you may be tempted to say, and again this is possible, to say, well, what about Kriya Shema? What about Kritzu? What about Tefillah? What about this? What about that? What about this? Is that order? This in order? That in order? I mean, I think for starters, I don't think that's a good way to go. Because first of all, this is the sugya about this. You see, later in the Gemara, it says, Halal Kriya Shema, this is where it's discussing it. But again, we're not ready for that yet. You know what I mean? That's already like I think we're just getting started. You just want to just take what the Mishnah is saying and just say, how does this register? How do you understand this thing? You know? And after you have a sugya, then you can start going to everything else and bring in all the complications. But let's just take it just conceptually. How does this thing sound?
But
if you start looking for precedents, then you're not going to be thinking about the idea anymore. Then you're already trying to be making chilukim. And I mean, it's much more complex thinking when you start thinking about comparing and contrasting. And, you know, that's whatever. We don't know those things. You can start looking them up and you can look at them. This is the source. This is the primary thing. This is the discussion. This is the Mishnah. This is the, you know, it's learning it out from psukim. It's not learning it from precedents. It's its own discussion.
But even if it were, I mean, according to this,
I think it's always good to, I mean, up to a point, it's always good to think about something before you overwhelm yourself with facts. You know, I mean, a lot of facts. I mean, it's tricky. I mean, it's not a simple formula. But I mean, if the facts are simple and this thing itself just lends itself to a straightforward, you know, The facts are clear. So just think about it for 2 minutes. I don't know, whatever. Just, you know, put your mind to it. I mean, I wouldn't spend hours, because it could be some fact that's going to bring out. You read the Gemara, you'll see, oh, it's not really true. It doesn't mean Yotze. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean what we think it means. You know, so I wouldn't. You know, you never know. Sometimes you go further, you see, you get facts which are crucial. But I'm just saying, this seems like a simple thing. I'd at least, you know, the Gemara, or for instance, the Gemara says Minan Imili. That's something you realize, and that should be a clue. Minan Imili, what does that mean? It means that if I didn't have a limud, then I would think that you are Yotzei. So the Gemara thinks this is astounding, or this is something that you have to teach me. So it means I wouldn't have known this on my own. But I would have known this on my own, and I think if you think about it, you would have known it on your own. So don't jump to already the limudim and the whatever. The fact that the Gemara needs a limud is indicative of the fact that the Gemara needs a limud. It's indicative of the fact that without a limud, the standard straight way should be that you are Yotzei. But that's a question. Right here, you have a question. Why is that the standard straight way? On the surface, I say standard straight way is that you should definitely not be Yotze. It's partially you shouldn't be Yotze. You're not reading the Megillah. Practically, what does it mean if you read out of order? Does it mean like, Vahi b'mei Achashverosh, you say Achashverosh b'mei Vayihi? Is that what it's talking about? You switch around the word order? Okay, so psukim. So you could say definitely they can't mean that. I mean, it can't mean you switch around within one pasuk, you switch around the words. Then you're simply not reading. I mean, it's not. There's no ideas. So, I mean, it would seem you could either say it means psukim, you jumble around the psukim, or like the parshios, the inyanim, I mean, some sort of, like, it's a good question, because like one pasuk out of order, I mean, you could say it doesn't even mean anything. You just pick a pasuk, random pasuk in the middle of the Megillah, you could argue it doesn't, you know.
Is there a thing parshios by Megillah?
I don't know. I was wondering about that. Does anyone know? Has anyone read the Megillah recently? Are there parshios? Yeah. There's parshios. You look at it, there's samos, stumos. Not that many, but they are.
Arshul quotes the Ritva, who says that also words.
Words, what? Words. You could actually. The problem is, of course, it's referring to words, but the question is, what's the Havimina? There's a Maskana, of course, if you mix around the words, it's you're not Yotze. I mean, I guess you'd have to look at the Ritva, but I mean, I have a hard time believing there'd be a Havimina that you could read the words out of order. I mean, just mix up all the words, you say Vayhi, 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 50 Vayhis, and then 50 Achashveroshes, and then Hamelachs. That just can't be, you know. It's not me like that. But it would have to be. I mean, it's a good question. Would you have to go parsha, or could it work by psukim? I don't know. But either way, I mean, you're not reading the Megillah. I mean, what's the Megillah? You chop it up like that. I mean, that's not reading the Megillah. I mean, it's true. You could argue a pasuk is part of a parsha. But I mean, by the same logic, a parsha is part of the Megillah. I mean, that's why the whole thing sounds difficult. Because you can't just start mixing up. I mean, the parsha finds itself in the middle of a story, in the middle of a whole context, and in the middle of a sefer. So it's not reading the sefer. There's a sefer. The Megillah is a sefer. So yeah, how do you just start taking it out and reading it out of order? Now, once you say there's a havmina that you could, then I don't know where you can draw the line. I mean, maybe you read pasukim randomly.
One question.
Well, how do you know Menachem Eli means that there's a chiddush? Because that Gemara says Lomali Cross Svarahu. Right. So if something's a svara, you don't need a limud for it. It's a svara. So if you tell me it's a simple svara that of course you have to read the Megillah in order, so it's of course you have to read the Megillah in order. You don't say the Gemara doesn't say Menachem Eli. It's a pashut. And not only that, the Mishnah wouldn't even teach it to you. You know, I mean, it's pashut. But even if the Mishnah wanted to teach you, the Gemara doesn't say Menachem Eli. It's a svara. There's no Menachem Eli. You don't need a hekesh. You'll see the Gemara's bringing a hekeshim to learn it out. It's a real limud. So you don't need a limud. It's a svara. So the fact that we're saying Menachem Emili means if I didn't have a hakesh, if I didn't have a limud, svara alone would lead me to the opposite conclusion. And therefore, the one also, how do I know this thing is true? And this thing is true. Yeah. Menachem Emili means that where is the limud? Because if I don't have a limud, then I don't know this halacha. I don't believe you. I don't accept this halacha. How do you know? How do you know this is true? Rashi, the Menachem Emili, Dilam Afrei Lo Yotza. How do I know that? That's true. So, I mean, where do I know this from? So, again, the Gemara should just say, Svaro. The Gemara wouldn't say that. I mean, it doesn't have Svaro. I mean, really knows that there's the Gemara holds. You can't say Svaro. It's not a Svaro. In Svaro, you'd say the opposite. So, I'm just asking off the cuff, what's this? So, that's, I think, Akasha. Okay? I mean, you don't have to go that far, but you have Akasha. Akasha is, you could just have the Akasha in the Mishnah itself. I mean, I think it's valid to ask in the Mishnah itself. I'm not sure. That I'm not sure about. You could say, look, the Mishnah is teaching you halacha. Because, look, maybe someone would think, nah, so the Mishnah is teaching you, you know? I mean, but, I mean, that you could argue is a style. The Mishnah is teaching you something, even if there's no real Havamina, but it's teaching you. But you don't need a limud. I mean, a limud definitely is, You don't just have Limudin teach you things that you would have already known, obviously, you know.
So, like, let's say the Gemara's answer was like...
Okay, so let's move on, though. I mean, it's a good question, but let's hold on. We don't know anything, really. We don't know anything yet. I mean, for this point, we're just going to make stuff up. So let's read a little bit, and let's see the Gemara. So, Marava. De Omar Kra. Kechsavam v'chizmanam. Okay, this is very difficult. This Rava is very difficult. Okay. Kechsavam v'chizmanam. What? Well, no. The problem with Rava is exactly the Gemara. The question the Gemara asks on Rava is too obvious. It's like you'll see. Rava just doesn't make sense. The Gemara asks it on him, but I mean he couldn't have missed it. So what if you didn't look at the Gemara yet? Forget. Don't look at the Gemara, and I'll just present to you the Gemara's question. You'll see. He'll tell me a question. So it says Kirsum v'chizmanim. So it says it's a pasuk in Esther Tas Chav Zayin. Kimu v'kiblu ayudim aleihem alzarim yakol nilvam aleihem. So the Jews accepted upon themselves osim to do these days, these 2 days, Purim and Shushan Purim, kechsavam uchizmanam b'chol shana v'shana. So what does it mean? Kechsavam means that we're going to do the days. Kechsavam means as it is written. Whereas we'll do what's written in the Megillah. Right? That's what it means. We're going to do it like it's written, like what happened, you know. Uchizmanam. What does that mean?
It's times.
In the proper time,
what in its time?
What does that mean? In its times, because I think it's and like the times that it happened. In other words, we do the 14th on the day like the way it happened then. The 14th, though, they were victorious. They had a party. Most of the cities, and then the 15th, the walled cities had a party. And we are doing kizmanam. We do it on the 14th and 15th because we're doing like they did in those times. So we do like it's written in the Megillah. Which is in turn like it happened at those times. Like we're replicating what happened in those times. They had Matan Savion, they had Shalach Manos, they had all the stuff. So it says we're doing Kechsavam, like it's written, and like the times, okay, the 14th and the 15th, like at those times, B'chol Shana Shana, every year. Okay, so far so good? That's the Pasuk. So what does that have anything to do with this? Right? This is somehow supposed to teach us that the Megillah has to be read in order. Right? So the Gemara says, "Ma, it's a hekesh, savam and zmanam. Ma, zmanam lemafreilo. Just like the times can't be out of order. Rashi, deef shashiyeh teso kodom liyadalit. You can't have the 15th before the 14th. True, right? Af ksavam lemafreilo. So too, the ksavam, that which is written, can't be out of order." Which is written can't be out of order. Okay, just like again, it says kechsavam v'chizmanam. We're doing these days like it is written and like in those times. Just like the times can't be out of order, so too the ksavam can't be out of order. Okay, and therefore, if you read the Megillah out of order, you're not Yotzei. So what's the problem? What should you deduce? If you forget it, we didn't pretend you didn't know the Mishnah and you look at this Limud. Okay, you didn't know what we're trying. What? Nothing about reading. What's it teaching you about?
You should do it in
the
proper time.
Okay, well, what's ma's manam? Just like times have to be in order, so too ksavam has to be. The writing has to be in order, right? Right, don't do the reading. Right, what it's telling you is that your writing, if anything, you'd say it should be the writing has to be in order. Which that certainly you don't need a limud for. You certainly don't need a limud that the Megillah has to be in order. The Megillah definitely has an order. You can't write the Megillah backwards. You know, it depends what you mean by writing. If it means to write it, what order you actually use the pen and write it, you know, which one you write first, or, you know, that I don't know if that's what it's talking about altogether. And to tell me that it has to be written, start with Vayiv Me'achashverosh and go till then, that's kasha. You know, so the question is, so what is this? This is nothing, it's not telling you, it's just telling you is that you're going to do the Megillah like it is written. I'm sorry, we're going to do Purim every year. Like it is written in the Megillah, and like in those times. So it says, just like in those times, these times are in order, so too the writing, what's written has to be in order. Okay, fine, so the writing has to be in order. And when we make the Purim every year, we make it to be in line with the way it's written in order, and the way it happened in order. So that tells me, if anything, that the way it's written has to be written in order. Right? But that's not telling me about the reading of the Megillah. It doesn't even mention reading the Megillah. It's not talking about reading the Megillah. So the Gemara asks it's funny the Gemara asks it, but it says, Mide Kriya Ksiva? Does it say anything about reading the Megillah? Hacha asiya ksiva. It's saying to make it, to do it. Asiya d'chsev lios osim eshnei hayamim. It's saying is that we make the 2 days like it's written and like it happened like in those times. If it said, if the pasuk said lios korim kichsav mechazmanam or something like that, that we're reading the Megillah like those, that, then you'd say, oh, so it's teaching you, see, the reading has to be in order. But it's not talking about reading the Megillah. It's simply talking that, well, we make Purim, we have the Suda, we have Matanos of Yom, Shalach Manos, we do this stuff exactly as it is written in the Megillah, and like it occurred. Like those times. Like it occurred. So just like in those times it happened with a very specific sequence, so too in the reading of the Megillah, in the Ksav of the Megillah, it has that sequence. So we do it, we do Purim to be in line with those two things. That's what it's saying. That's pshat. That's a pshat. We do Megillah to be in line with the written word in the Megillah and the occurrences. So, but that has nothing to do with Kriya. It's not talking about Kriya. If it said Lios Korim or something like that, that would be one thing. But it's saying Lios Osim. This is how we make Purim.
What does it mean? Hacha Asiya?
The pasuk says Asiya. If you look at the pasuk, it doesn't say Korim. It says Lios Osim Eshnei Yomim Ha'ila Kichsam Vechazmanam. So it says Esneyam, right? Esneyam. So it says that's the thing. It doesn't write, the pasuk doesn't in any way refer to Kriya. It refers to Asiya. So and what he's saying is, I would have understood. I would have been able to understand what you're saying if the pasuk said Kriya. But it doesn't say that. It says Asiya. I guess he's certainly not going by the Ksiva. I mean, it doesn't say anywhere. It doesn't say Ksiva. It doesn't say. But there's 2 places it could have said Kriya. Instead of Kichsavam, it could have said Kikriyasan or something. Or in terms of Lios Osim, it could have said Lios Korem. But neither of those is true. It doesn't mention Kriya anywhere in the pasuk.
What is Osim referring to?
The actions, the living Purim, the Asiya of Purim. You make a Suda and a Mishnah and Shachmanos and Tosav Yonim.
And you read the Megillah?
No. No. That's not Asiya. No. No, that's a different thing. That's Niskarim.
Oh.
That's Niskarim Vinasim. Nasim is the Maisim, what you do, and then, I mean, also we'll get to that all later, but that's not, Osim is like the actions, the day, the actions of the day.
Make
I mean, there's Osim Eshnei Yamim, I mean, it's talking about the making the days, and making them in order, making the days of a certain order, I mean, the 14th and the 15th. It's not talking about how you read, it's not talking about how you read the Megillah in order. It's not talking about that. It's talking about that we celebrate the 14th and the 15th.
And what
like happened now?
Osim Kichsavam.
We celebrate it exactly like it's written in the Megillah that we celebrate it. Megillah says that we celebrate it, and Mordechai and Esther wrote in the Megillah that they're going
to
celebrate
it. I mean, it just
like,
seems like one of the things we're supposed to celebrate is read the Megillah. So it's like,
fine. So you celebrate that you read the Megillah on the 14th, not on the 15th. But what does that mean that you read the Megillah? It doesn't, right? I mean, it's talking about when, even if it's so, it's not talking about the manner of reading the Megillah. It's talking about the Megillah as another one of the Asiyas. So it can't be telling you Dishalach Manos on the 14th, not the 15th, but you read the Megillah in order. I mean, it doesn't. You know, if once you relegate Megillah, just another
we're
action.
We're doing the same thing to all of them.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So that's a problem. I mean, the Gemara rejects Rava. Okay, but again, I have a problem. It's difficult to me is to say Rava didn't notice this problem. I mean, it certainly seems he noticed it. It's too obvious to miss. And as you said, the Ram says it's like it's oath to Nasim. You're making the days. It's an idea of making the days. I'll prove it to you anyways. The Megillah doesn't have to be read on Purim. There are cases where you read the Megillah a few days early. There's a Mishnah and Megillah, but it depends if you're Monday and Thursday, if you come into town and you're living in a small village and you don't come into town, so you read it before. You read it before Purim.
What does that prove?
I'm saying it's not an Osim. Osim is Hayamim. You have to make the days. You have to actually live the days of Purim. But you see, Kriyas Megillah is something separate. It's not even a component of the day, per se. It's not making the day. The way you make the day of Purim is by making it a Yom Mishnah V'Simcha. And Mashalach Mazah Shoheim on Tavas Lav Yonim. That's the Ram, which is right. I mean, that's the making of the day. Kriyas Megillah is a different mitzvah. It's an idea of Zechira. I mean, we'll get to it. But it's not. But anyways, I mean, either way, even if it were the case, it doesn't work out. Okay, so again, this is a problem. I mean, hopefully we'll get back to this, but what is Rava talking about? Okay? And the Gemara rejects it. It asks the question, which is the question, and then the Gemara rejects it and just goes on. It's differently. But I mean, again, obviously Rava wasn't missing the boat. I mean, the Gemara may have rejected him, but he must have had something up his sleeve.
If you asked him this, he'd be able to answer it in some way.
Yes, in some way. Now, even though the Gemara may not have liked it, because the Gemara may have known what he's going to say, the Gemara may have rejected it, But that's why it's tempting to just say, whatever, forget it. The Gemara rejected, he had a bad svara, it didn't work out, but I mean, that can't be. And if it was, it's just a total miss. But somehow, Rava totally misread the thing. I mean, I can record that in the Gemara. You know, I was falling asleep in the middle of the day. So don't record that. Who needs to record that? I mean, it must be this intelligent idea here, and although it doesn't work out, but there must be something there. Okay? Now, again, despite the fact that there must be something here, I would think that methodologically it's not a good idea to think about Rava yet. That's my feeling is. It's a harder kind of question. Like, let's figure out what the Gemara does like, and then try to go back and figure out what Rava's, how was Rava learning, and how is it different? You know what I mean? Because it's like a funny kind of question. Like, what did Rava think, which wasn't really true? What's the Gemara asking on him? I feel like it's the nature of the thing is a funny type of study, so I feel like you're easier to first have a solid idea about the sugya, and then come back and say, okay, so where's Rava fit into this thing? You know what I mean? So again, even though the first question also, I feel like it's a preliminary answer. So I think we should keep getting, especially it's Surah Kamara. Okay, we good? So the Zimur rejects him. So it says differently, but Ela mehacha. Dechsev v'hayomim ha'elan is karim v'nasim. Okay, so this is a different pasuk. So this pasuk is, it's actually the very next pasuk. In these days, in this current Menasim, are remembered and done. Bechol dar vador, mishpacha umishpacha, medina umedina, ve'ir ve'ir, v'imea purim ha'ela, lo yavru mitocha yehudim, v'zichrom lo yosef mizayram. Okay, so these days are going to be remembered and done, every generation and family and city, and the days of Purim are not going to be cease from, the memories are going to cease from Kali Yisrael. Okay, so niskarim v'na'asim. So what does it mean, niskarim v'na'asim? So niskarim means Kriyas Megillah. Rashi. Look at that. Rashi on the Megillah. Okay. Niskarim b'Kriyas Megillah v'na'asim mishta v'simcha v'yontov l'aseis manos matanos. Okay? So that's what it means. Okay? So they're remembered and done. Okay, so these days are remembered and done. So the Gemara says, ishkes z'chira l'asiyah. So there's a comparison between the remembering, which is the Kriyas Megillah, and the Asiya. Ma Asiya la Mafreya lo. Just like the Asiya, the doing it can't be out of order. You have to do the 14th on the 14th and the 15th on the 15th. You can't have, let's say, the walled cities do the 14th, you know, and the regulars do the 15th, switch around the days, Purim and Shushan Purim. You can't do that. It has to be in order. Ab Sechira la Mafreya lo. So to the remembering it, the Kriyas Megillah, has to be in order. Okay, it can't be out of order. Because you can't read the fifth part before the fourth part. Okay? There we go. Okay, so now what? So now what question do we have to tackle first? So I guess we have... So questions, what's the svara here? Right? So I guess we have three questions. What's the Havmina? What's the Havmina that Mafreya? Why would I think you're not Yosef? Why do I think you are Yosef Mafreya? What's Rava? Doesn't make any sense. And then what's this Lima to teach me that the Megillah does have to be in order? What's the svara here? What's the hekesh of Zmano, you know, of the Nizkarim and Asim? So which question should we handle first? Yeah, okay, so I'll go with David. I think David's good. It's Havmina. Okay, because again, you can't discuss the Maskana until you have the Havmina. So I mean, even though it's helpful to read the Maskana and to see what the Gemara brings in and to get the fact of the Maskana, but again, you can't define the maskana. The maskana is Rava and the Gemara. The maskana are both maskanas, which are trying to teach me, how do you know, why is it that you can't read it out of order? So those are, why is my Havamina that I could read it out of order wrong? You know, so if you don't have a svara, what it's coming to exclude, so then it's hard to understand what it's trying to do here. So it seemed that we have to go back now to the problem of why I would think that you could do it out of order. Okay, why would I think you could do it out of order? So it seems like what we have to do is, I think you all are noticing that obviously this comes down to defining what the mitzvah is. Right? What's the mitzvah? Because that's the problem. If the mitzvah is Kriyas Megillah, then it doesn't quite work out. So you have to say, well, what is the mitzvah, right? So how would we, what would be a good way to figure out what the mitzvah is? Look at the Megillah. So where does the Megillah describe the mitzvah? What does it say? No? We just read it. Niskarim and Asim. Niskarim. Mentioned. Well, Niskarim is remembered. Okay, Niskarim and Asim. Bechol Dar Vadar. these days should be remembered and done in every single generation, every day, every year, Chol Shana Roshana. Okay, so that's in his Karim. Rashi says Bikur Megillah, and that's our Gemara. This Gemara here is Bikur Megillah. I don't think it says the Megillah anywhere. I'm pretty sure it doesn't say, and you have to read the Megillah every year. I think this is it. This Karim and Asim. This Karim. So it doesn't say Nikra'im or Megillah Nikra'as B'chol Shana Roshana. It says Vayom Ha'ilan is Karim and Asim. So that's telling you what the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is. It's an idea of being Nizkarim, being Mazdiv, remembering the events of the Megillah Al Yidei Kriya. I mean, it is Kriya. It's not just remembering it. You can't just jog your memory. So it is a Kriya. But it's not. It's a Kriya of... What? That's... I know. And Halacha has to have a tzura. I mean, although it can mean the mitzvah is just to remember. I mean, there's no, it's no tzura like that. I mean, definitely there's a mitzvah that's Kriyas Megillah. I mean, you can't get out of the idea of Kriya. I mean, that's the mitzvah, it's Kriyas Megillah. Bikrashi says, Niskarim, Bikrias Megillah. So it's definitely through Kriya. You can't just remember, jog your memory. But the it's a Kriya Shel Zechira. Mm-hmm. That's the it's the type of the Kriya. It's not a Kriya of reading the book or of just finishing the book, that the book has to be read. But it's an idea of, it's a kriya b'tora sechira, a kriya whose objective is in his karim, is to be to create sechira. So that's really what you're. It's that's the method. Kriya is the method of the sechira, but it's not a maisa kriya. You can't define maisa kriya if not ignoring the context and just say what does reading mean to me, because it's a reading of sechira. It's the formalized method of bringing about sechira. Formal method of bringing out Zechira is Kriya. So the Maisa is Kriya, but the Kiyam is the Kiyam of Zechira.
So what do you have to read?
So you have to read the entire Megillah. Okay, so now what? I'm just saying this is whether we get to Lafraya or not, I'm just defining what the Mitzvah is. I'm just following. This is what you have to say. Whether it had nothing to do with anything, this is just what you have to say. Just read the Megillah. That's what it's saying. I'm not answering anything yet. I'm just saying this is you have to say. So it's a good way to go in Sfaras. I mean, to try to define what do you have to say. We forget about problems. We don't have any problems. This is just what you have to say. This is just thought itself dictates. This is what you're going to say. Just look at the Megillah. This is what you say. Now the question is, now what's could it help us answer our problem? We have to say. Presumably, Nizkarim is in Nizkarim in Klal Yisrael, like it says, Vizichram lo Yosef Mizaram. Like the pasuk goes on about this idea. That's why if you tie in Nizkarim is mentioned, it doesn't, because the rest of the pasuk. It says, Mea Pur Mai Lo Yavru Mitocha Yehudim, Zichram Lo Yosef Mizaram. Zichram means their memory. So it's Lo Yavru Mitocha Yehudim. So apparently it's an idea that the events of Purim were very significant. Mordechai has to realize them as being very significant events, and they moved to Klal Yisrael, and they wanted to eternalize the events of Purim, these Yamim, in the memories of Klal Yisrael. And therefore they set up a mitzvah, which is ensuring them to be that they're being remembered. So it's a Kriya of Zechira. It's a Kriya, through reading it every year, the events will be remembered. And it's true, everyone knows the events of the Megillah, and everyone remembers the events of the Megillah, because we read it every year. And it's exciting, and whatever, it's a story that it has Kiyum, which is how it works, everyone knows it. And that was the objective. And when you're reading it, you're fulfilling, and you're involved, there's one link in the chain of the Megillah being Nizkarim. And that's the action. It's an action of a Kriya, which brings about Zechira. Now the question is if, assuming this is the case, which is, I think it is the case, without, you know, again, this is not to answer any questions, but now, should you have to read the Megillah in order, or should you read it out of order? What would just be the simplest assumption at this point? So I think that if it's just a matter of remember means, it's an idea that you, what does remembering even mean? Remembering means you know the thing.
Right.
Everyone knows the Megillah, right? I know from my, I know from a kid, I know, I always know it, and it's an idea is you have to like jog your memory to remember it. So it means, so for instance, if I would just open up a random pasuk in the Megillah, and I read it to you. So let's say we're giving shir. We're going to do a perek dalid, pasuk yud beis. So I open up and I read it, you say, oh, that's the part where he does whatever. Right, I mean, that's you're remembering it because you know the story, you know the thing, and you just have to place it into the Megillah. I mean, if you're assuming you're trying to let's say publicize it to someone who's unaware of the event or whatever, that's a very different story. But I mean, Niskarim, it means to remember. You remember something which you know. So therefore, I'd say is that you have to remember it by reviewing all the parts of the Megillah. But what's the difference if you do them in order or not in order? The point is that you're reviewing all the events of the Megillah, and the entire story comes back to you as you go over each and every part of it. So you need a Kriya on all the parts. all the psukim, let's say all the parshios, whichever. I mean, by the according to this, you can maybe even do psukim, but whatever. But as the kriya, since it's a kriya shel zechira, the details, the method of the kriya is going to be determined by the kiyam, by the objective of the type of kriya it is. So it's a kriya of zechira, so there's no idea of order. If it's an idea that there's a book, and the book must be read, the book has an order, and you have to read it in order, that's the idea of the book. But if it's an idea of, it's just an idea of nizkar, being nizkar, the events, al yidei kriya, so then the parameters of the kriya are going to be defined by the kiyam. Of course, you have to read it. You cannot read it because it's a kriya. But reading something in order is like a feature of the kriya. So it's saying is the feature is going to be determined by the type of kriya it is. And since this is the kriya of zechira, so therefore it makes good sense that the thing should do. What's the difference if it's in order or out of order? It'll work either way. So where's the minahani mili? How do you know that the thing has to be read in order? Okay, how do you know that? The Megillah is comprised of psukim. The Megillah is comprised of a bunch of psukim. Now you have to read the entire Megillah. You have to do that which causes a zechira of the entire Megillah.
So what's a kriya which can be easy?
Yes, it's a kriya shel zechira.
But it's a kriya of what?
A kriya of the psukim of the Megillah.
Fine,
yeah, I mean, it is of the psukim, but the idea is that since that's what I'm saying, is it ends right. up being psukim, because, yeah. but it's of the Megillah, which is an entity which is comprised of many psukim. But you see, if it's an entity of zechira, if the framework is zechira, so then it makes sense you could separate the psukim.
Right.
Because in psukim, or parashios, whatever it is, because that's the idea of the, you know the story. If it's just an idea of, here's this book, read the book. So it's not psukim, it's a book. But if it's an idea of the book is, you want to remember it, so your memory could grab hold of it in individual units. So you can say you remember the whole thing through reading all the different parts of it.
So it's formulated that way because yes. that's the nature
yes,
of the
correct.
Kriya.
Right, correct.
Because
the Maisa is Kriya, the Kiyam is Zechira. But now it's a Kriya of the Megillah. Now you have to determine how do I do this Kriya of the Megillah? So in Kriya you have to say, how do I have to read it? So one question is, do I have to read it in order? So off the cuff, if I didn't know anything, I'd say, of course, the book has an order, why shouldn't it be in order? That should be the national halacha. But since it's a Kriya whose Kiyam is not just to read the book, but the Kiyam is Zechira, so therefore the accident of order is not going to be ma'akev, because the idea that, or shouldn't be ma'akev, because it's a kriya of bringing about zechira. In terms of zechira, it brings it about either way. But if I didn't have this day of kriya of zechira, it just was stam kriya, it just in a vacuum, I would just define kriya, I'd say kriya of the book has an order, so kriya of the book has an order, so you have to read it in order, that's the book. You know what I mean? But again, that's if it's a kriya to complete the book. But if it's a kriya to be zocher, so then you have to measure the detail, the halacha, do you have to do an order, do you not do an order? Well, what does the kiyam dictate? So since the whole idea, the objective is to bring about zechira, the detail, halachic structure, is going to be that which is in line with the kiyam. Like the kiyam is going to force the structure of the maisa. You know what I mean? Because the whole maisa is designed, is structured in order to enable that kiyam. The kiyam is really the objective. But the you don't just have a kiyam, you don't just have remember it, the remembering takes place through the halachic structure. But the structure is delineated and defined, structured based upon bringing about that kiyam. So therefore the details are going to reflect that. So the point of the analogy is, I think there's like two ways you could kind of say an idea. You could say an idea, and I think you should do them both. They're both true, they're both good methods. But one way is to say an idea because the question forces you to the idea. One type of idea, like you have a kasha and you don't know how to answer it, and the answer it says, oh, the only way to answer it is this idea, and then you define the idea. But that's, I think the better way, although it's harder for us to do, is like you say an idea because thought itself tells you to say this idea. You have to say this idea. You know what I mean? Or the source, or like I say, the niskarim, the way the pasukim formulated. It's not like an optional idea, it's just, if you think it through, you have to say this. So it's not like you're saying it to answer a question, but you're saying it because it just makes sense. That's the way it has to be. I know when Rebbe goes to those Rav Chaims, he says that's like Rav Chaim's into. So Rav Chaim does is like he tries to show the logic of the thing, like metocha, why this is the logic, this is the way to formulate it, because it has to be. If you just think it through categorically and abstractly, this is the way it has to be. You know, and depending, every city is different, but. It's like hard, again, it's easy for Chaim to do or whatever. I don't know if it's easy for him to do, but for us, it's hard, and generally it's hard to do that type of thing. because you know you have to have like a very good confidence and be confidence in your mind. It's easier to say I have a question. I know I have the only way to answer it is this. So I deduce this from the question, as opposed to saying with confidence this has to be the way it is.
What's the difference materially?
The difference is I'd say is that if you're saying to answer the question, so I'd say is that maybe there are five other ways to answer the question. I mean, the answer to the question is you're not convinced of the idea intrinsically. The idea that you're saying the idea because you think it answers the question, but you could have this feeling like, okay, that's a good svara, but maybe there's another svara. I mean, how do I know? I mean, because the question, okay, there's, I mean, sometimes you could say you feel it's the only way to answer it, but I mean, it's always a hard claim to make.
Yeah.
But if you show the mimela-ness of the idea itself, and it just has to be, this has to be the formulation, because thought brings you there, then you know that you're right. I mean, it's clear, it has to be, and you see the Torah, you see the idea. It's different. You see the idea differently.
Yeah.
But again, you have to have an advanced level of thought in order to do that kind of thing, you know.
Like, so for instance,
I'm saying here is the idea of the Mafreya. I think the only way you can answer it here is by saying this idea is a Kriya Shel Zechira. But I think even if you didn't have the Sugya of Kriya Shel Mafreya and you were just looking at the Megillah and you just wanted to know what is the mitzvah of Kriya Shel Megillah, what's the formulation of it, then this is what you'd say. You know what I mean? So then, if you turn towards the question of Kriya Shel Mafreya, it turns out it makes sense. So I mean, now how do you get to the idea? I think I got to the idea because the problem of Kriya Mafreya. But, you know, and I can present it, but the way I presented it wasn't that way because it's a better presentation because it's not just, you know, so that's why it's, even if there's one way is to get to the idea. I don't know how Rav Chaim got to his ideas, but you could have a person who could get to the idea intrinsically. You could have a person who gets to the idea by the question. But even if you get to it by the question, you want to, after the fact, if possible, to show why the idea has to be. You know, that's a better, you know, that I guess we could hope to do, you know what I mean? Even if we can't necessarily do it intrinsically. But after the fact, you could try to think through and show why it's not just, this is a great answer to the questions, but to show why this makes sense, that it should be this way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what do we have now? So let's stop here.
Limited, right?
So we have here, what's the limud now? So that's the hotmina. So we have, what's the maskana? Again, I would start with the maskana, because again, that's easier. And then once we have a good idea for that, then I'd go to Rava. Okay, let's see if we can work out Rava.